The following is an exclusive presentation of the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
It's a Thursday night fight with first place on the line in the West Coast Conference. I'm Cleon Wall, and this is a game fans have had circle on their calendars probably since the start of the season, or maybe even way back when we found out when BYU was going to play Gonzaga the first time, when the schedules were released. Okay, it's been circled on my calendar because BYU only gets to play Gonzaga twice during the season. Just over a month ago, I talked about how playing Utah in the rivalry game is so much different than playing Gonzaga or St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference. State pride is on the line. Over 100 years of tradition is on the line when the Utes and Cougs get together. That's all gone now. And sorry, I'm going to go off the rails here a little bit, USU fans, getting caught up in the moment. But Gonzaga now is BYU's biggest rival in basketball. Last year's regular season final in the Kennel was amazing to watch for Cougar fans and probably gave BYU the nudge it needed to get into the NCAA tournament. Let's take a trip down memory lane and listen to some of the highlights of that memorable game.
Kyle will drive it. Handoff low to Corbin. Corbin dunks it and one. A three-point play chance for Corbin Kafusi. Winder leading a three-on-two. Winder left corner chase for three. Huge shot and he got it. And he got fouled. No call. Three-pointer good by Fisher. Halford three-point range right. Gets a screen by Kafusi. Takes to the free throw line. Jumps it from there and scores it. Skyler Halford from 16 feet. BYU by six. 49. Halford 25 feet away right to Haas off the curl. Gets right to the rim. Hands off Kafusi. Bumped in the post. A crazy hook is up and good. Oh, how did it go? It's a pair of a hook shot that drops. Chase deep. Won't take that shot. Gets around Karnofsky. Gets to the rim. Draws contact. Banks and scores. And there should have been a foul. Tied to the bump. Tied to the right junction. Jumper. Got it. Tyler Haas with his second field goal. Couldn't have come at a better time. Tied. Gets a hip check by Pangos once and twice. Takes it low. Fade away. He got it. Oh, what a tough shot by Tyler Haas. Halford pulling it out. Left wing. Left corner. Winder. Winder drives right to the rim. Hands off Collinsworth. Up and in.
And one.
Kyle pumps his fist as he scores it. Collinsworth with 8 and 7 on the shot clock. Kyle drives, floats, misses, gets his rebound, up and good!
And a foul! Good! Where's
good!
The foul?
With 17.3 to go, BYU by 5. Dranguinis gets the ball in to Wilcher. Wilcher from half court shoots and missed it off the rim! And the Cougars have slain the Giants in Spokane! 73-70, BYU defeats Gonzaga. The Cougars win it! They celebrate at center court!
Only a few of those highlights came from some current Cougars who played on the team last year. Corbin Kafusi, Chase Fisher, Kyle Collinsworth. Of course, Kyle had some of the best highlights near the end of that game. Those vets have talked to the young guys like Nick Emery about playing in the madness known as the McCarthy Athletic Center.
They said they play well up there, just like any team in the WCC plays well on their home court. And, you know, they say their fans get into it and their coach gets into it and their players. And, you know, we just got to stay level-headed and play our game.
Nick, you nailed it on the head. The Cougar squad has to play level-headed. He knows something personally about that after what happened in the game in Salt Lake. It was the supposed reason why this rivalry game with Utah has been canceled, but I digress. Keeping your composure has not only been an issue for Nick. This Cougar club has struggled with doing the right thing at the right time in the right games this season. But head coach Dave Rose says his young Cougar Cubs have learned from their mistakes and they're starting to come around.
I think that for us to be where we are right now in some ways, that our guys should feel positive in our are just opportunities that are still in front of us, because we still have a lot to play for, and hopefully we can find some consistency in the league schedule and how it plays out, and starts with this four-game road swing that we're on right now.
Coach Rose should feel encouraged. His two young guns are playing well right now. If you look at the stats of the last couple of games for Nick Emery, in the Santa Clara game, he was 9 for 12 from the field for 23 points. In the San Francisco game, 7 for 15 from the field for 21 points. Nailed 8 three-pointers total in those last two games. Zach Seljaas, how much more can you say about this kid? I could go over just the last few games, but right now he's shooting over 56% from the field. Just in the last three games, 4 of 8 from the field, 5 of 11 from the field. Oh, my goodness, he actually shot under 50% in a game. And 7 for 12 from the field against Gonzaga. Kyle Collinsworth is really playing like the floor general we expected him to be. If you go back to the last couple of games again, and you look at his assist numbers, just in the last three games, he's had 8 assists, 10 assists, 7 assists. He's had double-digit assists 4 times this season. He has 127 so far this season. Turnovers, he cut down on them in the past two games. Only 1 against Santa Clara and 2 against San Francisco. And Coach Dave Rose mentioned in this past week's media availability that he is just doing a phenomenal job getting it to the right guys when he drives down low because of his height. Chase Fisher is also playing pretty solid right now. Last game, 25 points on 7 for 14 from the field, 5 for 10 from the three-point line. They didn't need him as much against Santa Clara when he was 4 for 13 from the field, but he still scored 13 points in that game. If you go back to the games before that, 21 points against St. Mary's and 23 points against Pacific. BYU is sharing the ball right now. 19 assists against USF, 19 assists against Santa Clara, 11 assists against Pacific, 12 assists against St. Mary's. The Cougars have improved the last two games. That may be also the reason why the team played a little bit faster. Turnovers. If you look at the past four games, St. Mary's, 7 turnovers, Pacific, 11. That's actually still doable, having 11. But Santa Clara, only 6, and USF, only 8. Single-digit turnovers is tremendous for this team.
I think just being smart with the plays. We're finally getting into a rhythm on offense, and I think that just relates to turning the ball over. At the beginning of the year, we kind of were in a rush, and I think we've slowed down, but yet still play at the BYU pace that we do.
The Cougars have looked pretty darn good offensively in the past three games, and they've also played better on defense, too. If you take away the 92 points allowed by USF, Dave Rose says it's all about gaining experience as the season progresses.
I just believe that the concepts of what we want to do are becoming more and more familiar to them, which allows them to play without thinking. And that allows us to be where it's just habits, and they can play harder, and they can play more consistent.
BYU is a fun team to watch, and they're rounding into fine form as they head to Spokane. Well, they're in Spokane right now. The Bulldogs have to be licking their chops as they get ready to take on BYU tonight. Here was the game preview in the Spokesman Review newspaper on their website. Zags have won 45 of their last 46 WCC home games. That one loss was against BYU in last year's regular season finale, so the Zags should come fully motivated. That's from the newspaper. In reality, this team begins and ends with their big men, Demontis Sabonis and Kyle Wilger. And Cougar forward Kyle Davis will probably be matched up with both of them at some time during the game.
No, it'll be a great challenge. It'll be fun to play against two great players, and I think it'll be a team effort. It won't be one guy that has the responsibility of locking down either one of those. It's going to require all of us to stop them, because they're scoring a ton of points. So stop them just dominating the glass, dominating down low, and hopefully that will help us get a win there.
They'll need the whole team to try and hold these guys down. Sabonis is averaging 19 points and 11 rebounds a game and is shooting 66% from the floor and 82% from the line. Kyle Wilger can play inside and out and leads the team in scoring at around 22 points a game. He's a 42% three-point shooter. Did I mention he's around 6'11"? He's also a 90% free throw shooter. Coach Dave Rose says last year's plan won't work this season.
You know, last year it was a big key for us to, you know, we were playing four guards at the time, and we got the big guys off the floor, and it was kind of a game where we were matching up to each other with smaller guys on the floor. I don't think you're going to get those two guys off. I mean, they're going to be on the floor all the time, and so we're going to have to deal with them.
Yep, they're going to have to deal with him, all right. Unlike last year, no Karnowski and no really, really experienced wing and point players for this team.
He's got really good complementary players to go with him, but they don't have the experience that Pangos and Bell had, but still very capable of playing well together as a group. And I think that's the key, is that they're getting better. They just keep getting better every game. You see improvement with the cohesiveness of the group.
Freshman point guard Josh Perkins only played in 5 games last year before breaking his jaw. He's averaging 10 points a game. Eric McClellan is the 4th leading scorer, and he only played in 18 games last year and averaged less than 10 minutes a game. Kyle Dranginis is the most familiar name back for the Zags. He's number 3 in minutes, but doesn't score a lot or shoot particularly well. But the Nampa, Idaho native does the little things to help his team win, and he's that guy that you love having on your team but hate it when you play against him. Expect him to match up with Chase, Kyle, Nick, or maybe all of them, just not all at once. Hollywood will be in attendance tonight as Gonzaga is part of an HBO series called Gonzaga, The March to Madness. It's an in-depth look at the Zags basketball team. Will the Cougars steal the show? Will they slay the WCC giant again? Can the Cougars steal the Cinderella tag away from the Zags and show that the Spokane Bulldogs are the evil stepmothers? Okay, enough of the silly movie comparisons. We got our courtside conversation coming up next with BYU Associate Athletic Director Brian Santiago. You're listening to the Cougar Pregame Live right here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Balls with right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Now from the McCarthy Center is Cougar basketball expert and associate athletic director, Brian Santiago. Brian, how you doing this evening?
Cleon, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We haven't talked in a long time. You know, I wasn't sure, or I didn't know that Mark Durant was not going to be at the game tonight. I was going to joke with him about being an author because he has written a book, and he also wrote an open letter to the Utah coaches this past week. So I was going to ask him, if he was going to write a book about tonight's game, what would be his dream ending for this BYU basketball team. Well, I'll just ask you the same question.
Yeah, Cleon, I think this is a real pivotal game in this conference schedule, especially for BYU. Obviously, to come here, play well, and do what they did last year and come away with a victory really kind of changes the opportunity and puts BYU in a great spot to try to win their first regular season championship in the WCC. BYU had a lot of success winning regular season championships in the Mountain West, but hasn't had a chance to break through yet. And a win tonight in this building early in the season would certainly put BYU in a good place, top the standings to chase their first WCC championship.
Who's the tougher person you think to handle tonight? You think it's going to be Domantas Sabonis or Kyle Wiltjer?
It's kind of like the old question they asked Deion Sanders, whether he wanted the shorter term $15 million contract or the longer term $40 million contract, and the answer was both. I don't think that you can really pick your poison with those two, because Sabonis is so strong on the post and is so active and does so many things well, so athletic. And Wiltjer, I think he's one of the best players in the country. He's an inside-out presence. He's an inside-out threat at all times. And if you really made me pick the poison, I would say you got to contain Wiltjer just because of the three ball. If Wiltjer gets loose and hits 4, 5, 6, 7 threes, it's going to be a tough night for the Cougars.
Would you put a smaller or quicker guy on him? And I ask that question knowing that that can also be dangerous, because he can shoot down low too, because he's usually taller than most of the guys that are guarding him.
Yeah, I think you do exactly what I would expect BYU to do tonight, and that's put a guy like Kyle Collinsworth on him, who can certainly match his quickness, has enough length to bother him with the outside shot, and is big enough and strong enough to contain him in the post. So, you know, that's what I think you do to try to contain Wiltjer. But, you know, the reality of it is Wiltjer's going to get his 12 to 16 points automatically. You get in trouble playing Gonzaga when Wiltjer has 25 to 35 points. Now you got a problem. You just got to try to contain him. He's such an efficient scorer, and BYU has some of their own weapons to do the same thing night in and night out, where other teams are just trying to contain him rather than letting him get off. And I think that's the key with Wiltjer.
Can Kyle Davis succeed against these big guys? I notice at times down low in the past couple of games, he struggled low on the block, getting his shot up and down, and I think part of that's just rushing his shot. Can he succeed? What are some of the things that you think he needs to do to make sure that he's consistently making his shot on a night-in and night-out basis?
Cleon, that's a great question. I really, really like Kyle Davis and what he does for BYU's basketball team. He's so sound down on the post. You can almost count on him to get 10 every night. And I absolutely think he can be effective against these bigger guys. He's got a great knack for the game down on the post. And although the last few games he hasn't been as effective with that jump hook, we've seen it. We've seen it this year, and he's been a very effective scorer in the post. He's very crafty. He can get his shot off. He's relentless if he happens to miss, getting offensive rebounds and putting them back in. And I think it's a key to the game. I think BYU needs to go down to him on the post and get some good looks at the basket, close to the basket, kind of open up the perimeter game. But I know that if I was playing in this game, I know the first 3 or 4 possessions I'm throwing the ball into Kyle Davis in the post and trying to establish something down low.
Associate Athletic Director Brian Santiago joining us here on Cougar Pregame Live. In the highlights we played just a few minutes ago, we heard a lot from Skylar Halford, of course, not on the team right now. He was kind of the sneaky MVP of that last game, hit some really big shots there in the second half. So finish this question for me. Tonight's sneaky important Cougar will be
Nick Emery. No hesitation. Nick Emery. If Nick Emery plays well tonight, when you say sneaky, you might be thinking, why are you saying Nick Emery? Because Nick Emery is a key to BYU's team being successful. He's had a very good run of games in the Marriott Center, has helped BYU's team beat some very good teams, has had some big scoring nights, led the team in scoring, but he has not done that on the road yet. That's a key to this team, and it's a key to this game tonight. If Nick Emery plays well in this game, and you call it the sneaky Skylar Halford of this game, whatever it has to be, if he has a Nick Emery-type game that everyone's been able to see and watch, he's very talented. He's a very big part of BYU's success when they're successful in winning games. I think he's the key tonight.
And I thought it was just because they're both a couple of lefties. Now I knew you had a better answer than that one.
No, I'm really high on Nick Emery. I think he's a great competitor, and I'd love to see him break out tonight and have a great night shooting the ball in a great floor game.
Yeah, he had a couple of good games back at home. Which guy do you think the Zags will try to shut down first, Chase Fisher or Kyle Collinsworth?
Oh, they're going to try to shut down Chase Fisher. You got to keep Chase Fisher in check if you're trying to beat BYU, because he's capable of scoring so many points so quickly. I think the way Kyle Collinsworth plays, that he's going to have, it's kind of like Wiltshire. You know Kyle Collinsworth's going to have a solid stat line at the end of the game just because he does so many things. He rebounds, he passes, he scores. But I think they'll really key on trying not to let BYU's guards get off from the three-point line and try to make BYU beat them in the post.
Zags average 80 points a game, but do you think they try and slow it down a bit after watching the Cougars' last two games?
No, I really don't. I mean, I think Gonzaga is a very confident team. I don't think it'll be a free-for-all, but I think Gonzaga will be on attack and trying to get an early lead. That's the way they've had success against BYU in this building. And if you remember from last year, BYU came in and got on the high side of the game right from the start and played on top the entire game. And that hasn't been the history of games in this building. Gonzaga has gotten up on BYU early, gotten big leads, and then BYU's had to fight back. And last year, BYU changed the story, came in and got up on top of Gonzaga and played from on top the whole game and played at a faster pace because Gonzaga was trying to catch him the whole game.
Brian, we appreciate your insight. Good luck on your call tonight with Mr. Greg Rebell, the voice of the Cougars.
Hey, thank you very much, Cleon. Good to talk to you.
All right, good to talk to you again, too. That's Associate Athletic Director Brian Santiago joining us here on Cougar Pregame Live. We need to take a break. After this break, we'll have Hot and Cold sponsored by Carrier. Also, the one thing I'm looking forward to watching in this game and some scores from around the nation, including an upset special happening right now in East Lansing, Michigan. We'll talk about that next, coming up on Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fast lunch.
It's perfect for business people.
We can all get in and go to the same place, yet get different food. It's a fabulous choice for everyone in the office.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for a good salad bar.
I'm a meat and potatoes guy.
All you need is the mac and cheese.
Something for everyone. Win-win.
Why get fast food when you can have a great home-cooked meal in just the same amount of time?
There's no comparison.
Is it lunchtime yet?
Let's go.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com.
Bodyguards.com and entering the promo code GOCOOGS. Bodyguards.com.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to Chase, another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
And welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live. It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. Hot, Zach Selyus. I rounded up 57% from the floor and 59% from the three-point line so far in his career. He's averaging only 17 minutes a game, even though he's been playing a lot more lately. Cold, Bulldogs home court advantage, sort of. Gonzaga a bit vulnerable at home this season. They've already lost twice to Arizona and UCLA. Bruins lost their seventh game of the season last night. But as Dave Rose said, the Bulldogs are getting better and better as the season progresses. The only other two WCC teams to win at the McCarthy Center since it opened in 2004, other than BYU last season, Santa Clara in 2007 and St. Mary's in 2011. The one thing I'll be watching for in this game, big guys down low and who wins the rebounding advantage. Both teams are averaging around 41 rebounds a game. Also, Kyle Davis, Nate Austin, can they stay out of foul trouble? Domantas Sabonis is a beast down low. Kyle Wiltjer is dangerous from all over the floor. May see a lot of Corbin Kaufusi tonight as he tries to provide some physicality and also tries to get some rebounds. Hey, before we get to a few scores out there in college basketball and the NBA, BYU announced today, the BYU football team, and head coach Kalani Sitake announced three more members of the staff, and that is going to be Steve Kaufusi as the defensive line coach. He's been with the team since 2002, and he's been working with some pretty good defensive players on that defensive line. Mike Empey is rejoining the staff. He's going to be the offensive line coach. He was with BYU from 2000 to 2004 and a former offensive lineman and also used to play with Ty Detmer. And also Nuu Tafisi. He's going to be the football strength and conditioning coach. All right, some of the scores that I promised you. Iowa, 16th ranked team in the nation, playing at Michigan State right now, and the Hawkeyes have a 60-37 lead with 11:56 left to go in the game. A few other top 25 games going on later tonight, including 25th ranked Gonzaga hosting BYU. Oregon is playing at the University of Utah tonight up on the hill. Also a couple of other games locally of worth noting. Southern Utah playing at Eastern Washington. So far the T-Birds only 1-6 away from home. And Weber State playing at Portland State. Wildcats 11-5 on the season, but 0-4 away from home. That's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. We got the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with the revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit zionsbank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, as we welcome you courtside inside the McCarthy Athletic Center in Spokane, Washington, the building they call the Kennel, a most inhospitable home for visitors. But a 41-game home court win streak has been followed by a 7-3 stretch in this venue, and the loss that snapped that 41-game streak came courtesy of the BYU Cougars almost 11 months ago. That 73-70 decision essentially punching BYU's ticket to last year's NCAA tournament. It was one of the signature wins of the Dave Rose era. My name is Greg Wrubell, sitting in for my commentary partner Mark Durant. Tonight is renowned sharpshooter and BYU senior associate athletic director Brian Santiago. And Brian, although this meeting doesn't come on the final day of the regular season where they're looking to see if BYU can win to get in, if you will, the impact of a win in Spokane could be similar, because if you beat the Zags on their home floor, that's a win that carries national weight into March.
I think that you're right on the money, Greg. This is a pivotal game early in the conference schedule that gives BYU an opportunity to actually not only put themselves back in a national spotlight, but it also gives them a great shot, if they take care of business, to go win their first WCC championship. Now, a lot of people are wondering, why would you be talking this early about a WCC championship? Everybody knows that the road goes through Spokane, goes through Gonzaga. I don't know how many in a row they've won, maybe with the exception of one with St. Mary's a few years ago. But
they have won 14 of 15. Yep.
If BYU can break through tonight here in this building early on and put themselves right at the top of the standings, it'll carry a lot of weight, not only nationally, as Gonzaga is ranked in the top 20, but it really gives them some momentum starting this four-game road swing.
And they're in that stretch right now of 9 of 11 away from home, and this continues it here tonight. Coming up, the pregame perspective of BYU head coach Dave Rose, as pregame coverage of BYU and Gonzaga continues from the Kennel on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with the revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit zionsbank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three.
Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at LesOlson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
Where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
Coming to you live from the McCarthy Athletic Center in Spokane, where tonight the 12-5 BYU Cougars visit the 13-3 Gonzaga Bulldogs, the perennial West Coast Conference powerhouse, currently the only unbeaten team in league play at 5-0. BYU comes in 3-1 in conference, but on a run of three consecutive wins, and the offense is heating up. Indeed, tonight's game featuring the top two scoring teams in the WCC. The Zags are cooking too. BYU head coach Dave Rose knows that stopping Gonzaga is no small feat. Keeping pace will require consistent production over 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was a real consistent effort from our guys, but we played really well. We executed well, and defensively, you know, we were kind of overmatched and outsized, but our guys were really active and made plays on the ball. I mean, we got our hands on so many balls, and a lot of these 50-50 balls we ran down Skyler and, you know, and Ants and Ty, I mean, Kyle Collinsworth. It was, our guards were really good. And then, you know, Corb was really active inside. Ryan Anderson ended up hitting a couple free throws at the end. So it was a real team effort. And we got a, you know, what I felt was just, you know, one of those you know, special efforts with the group where it seems like we needed to make plays and we made them and able to come up with a big win.
What are some things that went well last year here that you really do think can translate again with this year's group?
Well, transition has always been, you know, an issue for us. Okay, you know, we get out in transition, get quick shots, and we got off to a good start. We made them, but our transition defense was really good. You know, we were playing four guards at the time, and so we were able to match up with anybody. The assignments were a little more flexible because we switched a lot, but those will be a huge issue here tonight because they're a really good transition team. Their bigs really can run and get to the front of the rim. They seal early, love to get the ball inside quick. And then, you know, the guards are becoming a lot more comfortable as far as three-point shooting, when to drive, when to jump up and shoot that. And so I think those are the two big things, the transition and rebounding. And, you know, hopefully we'll be on top of both those parts of this game tonight.
Gonzaga historically has been able to tempo teams, but they're also scoring the ball really well right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to even worry about trying to speed them up. I mean, scoring 90 points a game in leagues. And so I think it'll be a fast-paced game. But, you know, every game, we talk about this all the time, you would expect tonight would be a really high-scoring game. But, you know, it could come down to, you know, 70. You know, you just never know. You got to get in here and play it. Wiltshire is a huge key for them. He's a guy who can do everything on the offensive end. He can post up, score. He's a great free throw shooter, really good three-point shooter. Can put it on the floor and has got a nice mid-range game, can get to the rim. So we'll start Kyle on him and see how, you know, Kyle, maybe his size and athleticism and his quickness, that's a combination that you know, maybe he hasn't seen a lot. He's seen maybe a big guy that he's a lot quicker than. He's seen a smaller guy that he's a lot bigger than. And maybe this matchup might be good for us, and maybe we can slow him down a little bit.
He and Sabonis, Wiltshire and Sabonis, together right now, putting up some crazy numbers.
Yeah, and they play really, really well together. It's amazing how well they complement each other, you know. And Karnowski was in that mix, but, you know, now he's out for the season. And so they've all, they're, both of them are playing 8, 9, 10 minutes more a game. And, you know, so the pace of this game might reflect that, you know. We'll just see how that works.
What do you think has been the ultimate impact of Gonzaga losing Karnowski?
Well, a lot of it is depth, and then their ability to get easy baskets. I think that's he can seal you so deep, and you do such a good job time after time. But all it takes is one possession, and he gets you where he wants you, and then the ball comes in, and then it's a two-footer, you know. And those are, I think, you could really see that a lot on the road a couple weeks ago when they were at San Francisco, at Santa Clara, that they really missed those easy baskets at the rim.
It's more than this, of course, but how much of tonight will really come down to, can your group of guards be better than the bigs they rely on so much?
Yeah, I don't really break things down that way. I think that you know, it'll be our team against their team. But our guards are really going to have to help defensively on their bigs, you know, just the way that the plan is put together. And then offensively, our guards are going to have to make shots. That's what we do. I mean, when we do that, we're pretty good.
You've never been done with St. Mary's and Gonzaga on the road this early before. How big would it be to get in here and get out of here with a W tonight?
Yeah, I mean, every game is really important, and this you know, this game's not going to, you know, make our season. It's not going to break our season, but it would be a really big game for us to get a win in here, and then know that both those teams have to come back to our place.
The last three regular season games against these guys, you've gotten two plus a win here last year. You've got guys who have beaten these guys.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I just believe this is a good, it's a good series. I mean, I think that our teams play similar. I think that we both are built, you know, from the inside out. Right now, our guards are probably a little ahead of our big guys, and their big guys are probably a little ahead of their guards. So it should be a good game.
It's a good rivalry.
Yeah, it is a good rivalry, and we'll look forward to them coming back to our place.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you after.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
All right. That is Dave Rose. Time now for our Les Olson Company game management segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Brian Santiago, how should BYU manage the Zags?
Greg, I think the key to this game is to do what they did last year. BYU was able to get an early lead, play from on top the entire game, put a lot of pressure on Gonzaga right from the opening tip, and Gonzaga's not used to being and playing from behind in this building, and I think that it was the key to victory for the Cougars last year. I think this year, they're really going to need to establish some inside game. I don't think Gonzaga's going to allow BYU to stand and shoot and make some of those shots that they were able to make last year in this building. BYU is going to need to get some early offense from Kyle Davis, play on attack, and then try to keep Wiltshire and Sabonis in check.
There it is. That's tonight's Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. Cougar tip-off show next, live from Spokane on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Hi, Greg Wrubell here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season, and a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Wrubell discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-2880. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down by Corbin Guffin!
Brucey.
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again from the Kennel here in Spokane, Washington, home of the 21st and 25th ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs. Zags looking to extend a seven-game win streak. BYU playing for a fourth win in a row and a second straight victory on the WCC road. Greg Wrubell and sitting in for Mark Durant, BYU Senior Associate AD Brian Santiago with you from courtside. Our statistician is BYU Basketball Media Relations Director Kyle Chilton. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studio. Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer back at the IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You are tuned in on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our legacy flagship is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. Brian, a little more than halfway past, or a little bit past the halfway point of the season, and it's about now when a clear picture of this team has really begun to develop. The rotation more or less set, and the most consistent contributors have been identified. Now it's about surviving and now thriving in the conference grind, and there's no tougher test than winning in Spokane. If BYU can win here, as you noted last segment, BYU can contend for its first ever WCC crown.
Yeah, Greg, I think you make a very important point. This team, this BYU team, has started to take shape in the last couple of weeks. I think it's a team that struggled a little bit early to find its identity, find the right combinations. But as that started to come together, I think the keys for BYU are playing unselfishly, playing as a team, sharing the ball, keeping the ball moving, and having a balanced attack. I really think that with the with the rise of Zach Selyus, to add a gun like that coming off the bench that can just absolutely light up the gym and can lead you in scoring in a night when you know that on most nights you're going to get a consistent effort from Collinsworth, from Chase, from Nick Emery, who I said I think is a key to the whole game tonight, is Nick Emery playing well on the road. He's played so well at home, because you're going to get a pretty balanced effort inside with the way that the big guys are rebounding the ball and the way Kyle Davis can score. So I think that's the key, is to play together, play on attack, share the basketball, no agendas, and if BYU plays that way, they've got a great shot to come out of here with a win tonight.
More on the Cougs and Zags coming up. My conversation with Gonzaga assistant coach Tommy Lloyd next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad? Yes. Lasagna? Of course. Mint brownies? Booyah. BYU Food to Go. Because because we care.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh! And he throws it down with a bow.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the rim goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off-balance, tucks it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
BYU Gonzaga coming up, staff at the top of the hour here at the McCarthy Athletic Center in Spokane. We're on February 28th of last season. The Cougars came in spoiled senior night with that 73-70 shocker. Tommy Lloyd is the Gonzaga assistant tasked with setting up the BYU scout. He knows Dave Rose's team about as well as anyone outside the BYU program can know the Cougars. I spoke with Coach Lloyd earlier today and asked him if he anticipates these BYU Gonzaga games as much as maybe the outside observers do.
We're always excited to play BYU. I mean, because you know you're going to get a supreme effort from both teams. You know, BYU is actually a really fun and interesting team to scout because they play a different style. It doesn't seem like they're shackled by the same constraints, you know, that other teams are, you know, whether it's, you know, the actions they run or shot selection or how they even play defense. So, you know, it presents a real challenge because it's, you know, the only team that plays like BYU is BYU.
What characterizes recent meetings, would you say, between Gonzaga and BYU?
Just good basketball, great effort. I think that's the thing that you always walk away with. Both teams play extremely hard. And as a coach, you know, I mean, obviously you're trying to get supreme effort from your guys. And when both teams are given that, it makes for a special occasion. And, you know, I think as these games unfold, you know, they're such back and forth battles that you really see, you know, individual players step up and have, you know, little slices of moments of excellence, you know, which is really fun to watch, I'm sure, for the fans and for the coaches.
As a WCC rivalry, how does it stack up to games you guys have played in the future historically?
Well, you know, it's great. I mean, obviously we feel like BYU is a team that's going to contend for league championships every year. So, you know, whenever we play them, you know, they're going to get our maximum attention and maximum effort. And, you know, I mean, obviously we've had that relationship with St. Mary's and it looks like it's going to continue to be that way.
Recollections from BYU's last trip here last year.
Tough one for us. It was a senior night, you know, and obviously we'd had an unbelievable season leading up to that point. And, you know, you caught a BYU team that was extremely hungry and, you know, they made enough plays. And I don't know if we were numb because of the emotion or BYU's effort was just so much better than ours. You know, it was probably a combination of both things, you know, that ultimately led for them to come out on top and probably really help them, you know, springboard themselves in the NCAA tournament.
Of the 11 guys BYU played here last year, only three are back this time around. But what kind of carries on from the Dave Rose team from last year to this?
Well, I think, you know, Coach Rose's has his own style of play. And, you know, and the first thing it starts with, you know, guys might not be the most athletically gifted, but they're going to give supreme talent. And they do a great job for covering up and compensating, you know, maybe for some of their athletic deficiencies with effort and scrappiness. And, you know, then offensively, you know, they play with a ton of freedom, you know, which is extremely dangerous. I mean, you know, you get guys off the bench, you know, their eighth, ninth guy that haven't played much maybe in a game or two, and they come in and they can make a couple threes, you know, which shows, so you're always on high alert. I mean, when you're scouting them, and you just hope you can get the players in your team to understand, you know, how dangerous each guy is in their roster because of the confidence and aggression they play with.
You know Fisher and Collinsworth well enough. Emery, Davis, Celius are three prime players you did not see last year. What impresses you about those guys?
Well, you know, Emery's, you know, he looks like he's going to continue that torture, that aggressive BYU guard, you know, that's going to be capable of scoring 25-plus any given night. Davis, you know, is kind of giving them a post presence, you know, or the guy they can throw the ball into the block that they haven't had, you know, maybe the last year. You know, I think they had the year before. And then Selgis is, I mean, gosh dang, he's really shot the ball well. You know, it looks like, you know, he kind of came out of nowhere, you know. I'm sure he was on their radar, but like his contributions, you know, the last handful of games have been really impressive where he wasn't playing so much early. So it's, you know, definitely somebody we have to account for.
I know both teams are averaging up there, but would you be surprised if this game got into the 90s for both teams?
Yeah, I'd be surprised. You know, I think both teams are going to come with a real defensive mindset and you know, it's a possible for sure. Anytime we get together, but you know, in a normal regulation game, I think this will be more of a knockdown drag out, you know, 70s or 80s, which isn't bad, would be my guess. But you know, hey, as the game plays out, both teams are going to have to adjust and do whatever they have to do to come out on top.
In terms of a front court tandem, have you seen two guys playing as well together as Kyle and Sabonis are right now?
I mean, from a production standpoint, you know, maybe not. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously Harris and Olynyk, you know, a couple years ago were pretty a dynamic duo. But, you know, I think one of the reasons for the contribution for these guys is they're playing more minutes.
They have to.
We don't have the depth. You know, if Karnofsky was here, you probably wouldn't see it. So, you know, maybe we were holding them back from an individual standpoint, but our team was better because we had more depth, you know, tougher to beat. So, you know, no, I mean, they're playing great, and, you know, they're definitely taking the lion's share of team scouting reports, and they continue to deliver, so we're hopeful that that'll continue.
Well, we're hopeful of a great game. Usually is when these teams get together. Coach Lloyd, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Gonzaga assistant coach Tommy Lloyd. We've got more of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up from Spokane on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
It starts with a... and soon it's... you go from sitting and... to sitting in your... on your way to... then one day... and before you know it... it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell at courtside.
All right, BYU-Gonzaga coming up, 6:05 Spokane time. But Brian Santiago, the BYU-Gonzaga rivalry was born during Jimmermania before BYU joined the league. And as rivalries go, it has the kind of things you want. Heated competition, wins both ways, annually high stakes on the line, and mutual respect, I think, from administrators, coaches, players on both sides of this thing.
Greg, you hit the nail right on the head. That's an accurate description of this great rivalry in the WCC. Both these teams have great players. They play the game the right way, and it should make for a great night of basketball.
Injury notes next on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky, three, got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on.
Dives into the teeth, banks, and scores, and one!
Let's head back live to courtside.
BYU-Gonzaga coming up just moments from now. Time now for the Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report. Timpanogos Regional Hospital is proud to take care of athletes of all ages. What makes us better makes you better. Non-scholarship player Davin Gwynn is nursing a foot injury. He's not dressed tonight. That is this evening's Injury Report tip-off next. This has been the Cougar Tip-Off Show on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Meh in the Morning with C-list guests, boring callers, and that one